I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She always nails her lines and staging, and Dr. Jackie's someone she's no longer paging. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dr. Simone and Vivica A. Fox now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Hey, everybody. Woo! We got some live wires here tonight. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse, passing the one-year mark of lockdown. And while that makes me want to slam my head against the wall, I'd rather slam tequila with my guest tonight. She gave new life to her friendship with Dr. Heavenly, even if she had to do it next to a dead squirrel. From Married to Medicine, paging Dr. Simone. Hey, Dr. Simone.
Hey, it is so good to see you.
It's great to see you. I love your blonde hair. And the title of my next guest show could also describe the vibe of this show tonight. From Cocktails with Queens, streaming for free on Tubi, it's our friend Vivica A. Fox. Hey, Vivica.
Hey there, Andy. Salut.
Great to see you. Want to talk to you both about what's going on in the Bravo world. First of all, Vivica, you co-starred with Bolo in the movie Chocolate City. Did you two hit it off?
Oh, he's a hot piece for sure. Trust and believe that. But we actually started working together on my show for Lifetime called Vivica's Black Magic. And I picked him. So then we did the movie Chocolate City. And Bolo is a stud and some. And so when I heard all the drama that dropped off, I wasn't surprised.
Wow, that's awesome! I love it. So you liked him enough to work with him twice?
Absolutely, yeah. And then we did a lot of shows, and all that I can tell you, the ladies used to always make it rain for Bolo. So
wow, yeah. What was your reaction to Cynthia's bridal party, Simone?
Well, I thought it was very, very entertaining. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, me personally, I don't know if I could have worn some of the outfits I saw, but I really enjoyed it.
Well, Simone, you know, won't be a surprise to you that I'm so upset by what's going on with you and Jackie on the show. And I wonder what your reaction was when you saw tonight's episode and you saw how upset Jackie was not to be invited to the graduation party.
I certainly understand why she was upset, but the point is we have a very superficial relationship. I kept that graduation party small And I just didn't want to be uncomfortable at my son's graduation party. It was a big day. We were proud of him. I didn't want to be uncomfortable.
But the right. I mean, the other ladies from the show were invited.
Not all the ladies, just Toya and Anila.
Okay. A few of them. Simone, Jamie J is speaking for a lot of people when he says, are you really prepared to throw away a friendship of 20 years just because that friend has another close friend? Make it make sense for me, please. I loved it when you, Heavenly, and Jackie were a trio.
Yes, we were a fun trio, and we had a great time as the trio. When Heavenly and I had the conflict regarding her tweets against Cecil, Jackie has always been a person who stepped in, and she told me when I was wrong. She told Heavenly when she was wrong, and that year she sat silent. And good girlfriends of 20 years, they don't sit silent.
Okay. Great. Well, I am hoping that there is a big resolution coming up. When it comes to the most consequential feuds of history, you probably think of names like Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr, Martha Stewart and Gwyneth Paltrow, or even Vivica A. Fox and Kenya Moore. Vivica, when Kenya was on this show back in January, she had this to say. I want you to watch this. You issued an apology to Vivica A. Fox, but you hadn't heard back. Have you heard back? Do you wish you would apologize sooner? Is that done?
I haven't heard back. Well, actually, no. Claudia Jordan told me that she did receive it and she's just not ready yet. And I respect that. People have to be ready to receive an apology. So I'm hoping that she'll accept it. I really do like Vivica before any of the drama. And like I said, I think she's a great person.
Any thoughts on that?
Her breast looked great. That's all I want to say. No, I'm kidding. Her boobs are just like, I was ready to breastfeed. I'm serious. I was like, yes, Kenya. Kenya is a beautiful woman. And yes, I am ready to let bygones be bygones. She went through Claudia, issued an apology at that time, you know, and I was grateful for that. But at the time when she did, I wasn't ready. But now I love seeing Kenya with her daughter. Her daughter is so cute. And it looks like she got some new beef with other people. So Vivica's good.
All right. We squashed that beef, everybody. See that? We're doing the Lord's work here. Okay, next we got to get Simone and Jackie together. Absolutely. Salute. Well, it was very sad to see Dr. Simone wondering if she misjudged her friendship with Dr. Jackie in last week's episode. But I'm hoping I can cheer her up by letting her be a little judgy about the people in her life. That always cheers me up. So get ready to answer my pointed questions about your friends, okay? Like your name is Miss Judgment. Okay, do you judge Heavenly for talking such a big game about her sex life with Daddy?
Right. Yes, I judge her. What sex life is the question we should be asking?
Okay, do you judge Toya when she gets a little too turned up on tequila?
Yes. I judge Toya, and we're all scared of Patrona.
Okay. Do you judge Jackie for considering Heavenly such a good friend?
I judge her for considering Heavenly such a good friend. However, I judge her for the value, for not placing the value on a 20-plus year friendship.
Do you judge Contessa for wearing a sequin club outfit to Damon's backyard birthday?
I judge Contessa for such a poor choice for that backyard party, yes.
Okay, we got a lot of judgment going on here. Do you judge Toya for guilting Eugene about not coming home from work with enough energy for her?
I don't judge Toya for that. Marriage is so important. And whatever you have going on at the hospital, at your job, you got to turn that off when you come home.
Okay, last up. Do you judge Jackie for getting turned on by Curtis cooking her dinner in an air fryer?
I don't judge Jackie for that because Jackie cannot cook at all. And so she has to enjoy Curtis's cooking or takeout.
All right, very good. Okay, there you go. Thank you, Simone. Well, Vivica, unlike Simone, you're not an actual doctor, although according to your IMDb, you've played at least three doctors on TV. But since you do hold a doctorate from the Shady Boots College of Arts and Sciences, it's time to play The Shade Doctor is In. I have a stack of questions for you, Vivica. Give me your classic unfiltered and unapologetic answers. What's the shadiest critique you've ever given a co-star after a lackluster scene together?
That wasn't good. We need another take.
What's the shadiest thing a man's ever said to you on a first date?
Are you paying?
What's the shadiest thing you've ever said about an ex?
Ooh.
Well,
you're so shady, Andy.
I can think of one, actually, that you said right.
I know you can. Yeah. I know you can. It set the world on fire.
Yes, it did.
I'm not saying it again.
Yeah, booty snatcher. Okay, what's the most irritating note you've received from a director that really pissed you off? You don't have to name the director.
Could you bring it down? It was like, oh, what, should I not act like a black woman? Or, you know, it was a little insulting. I guess I had a little bit too much neck roll in it.
What's your favorite insult you like to throw, and why is it calling someone a toxic trick?
Oh, gosh, man. I do have a new one, though.
Okay, what?
Team too much.
Team too much. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's
which
new
real
classic trick was a classic.
Yes, it was. Which Real Housewife do you think throws the weakest shade?
Gosh, Andy. I love her to death, but she's so sweet to me, Cynthia.
Why did I think you were going to say that? All right. Thank you so much, Vivica. I'll tell you who throws some good shade is your co-anchor on your show, Claudia.
Yeah, oh my God. Honey, that's why we have messy Mondays.
Right, right. Let's go to our virtual audience. Lakia, what's your question for Dr. Simone?
Hi, Dr. Simone. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Nice to see you. I'm originally from the ATL. I have a question for you. When you watch the show back, what do you think about Toya dramatically going to the men and dragging their wives? Wouldn't you think it's better for her to keep the men out the drama, especially considering the history between you, Dr. Heavenly, and Cecil?
I think you're right. I do wish my friend had left the men out of the drama, but I think she was so disappointed that we weren't really addressing our issues and we were keeping it cute. And that never works for Toya.
All right. And Blythe has a question for Vivica.
Hi, Vivica. You're legendary.
Hi, sweetheart. Thank you very much. I'll take that.
I basically have a three-part question for you. I wanted to know if you were actually satisfied with the Empire season finale, if you had any intel on if Lee Daniels would have did anything differently had we not been in a pandemic, and how did you feel about it?
Number one, no, I wasn't satisfied like the majority of the fans were with the ending of Empire. We were slated to shoot the final episode, and I was literally on my way, getting ready to get on a plane to head to Chicago. And that last script was going to be a doozy. We were going to go out in grand style. So there was nothing that we could do. It was out of our control. You know, the world basically shut down. I would really love for Lee Daniels to do a 2-hour finale movie that I think the fans would love and enjoy.
Yeah, it seems like Fox should get that going.
Agreed.
Thank you, virtual audience. Dr. Simone, what were your thoughts on Cynthia's wedding tonight on Atlanta and her? I felt so sad because when the episode began, you just saw her sadness at that rehearsal dinner that she threw at her house. I mean, she was so up against it, getting crap from Wendy Williams and the blogs and all over the place. You could see it on her face. What was your reaction?
I think she should have either postponed that wedding or scaled it entirely down to maybe 30 guests. We were in the middle of a pandemic, and to have as many guests as she had, there is no way to do it safely, not even with mask and hand sanitizer. I mean, that was a super spreader event.
Right.
Although
she said no one got sick as a result of the event.
That's did they COVID test before?
If she knows.
That's
she said for the people who were willing to COVID test, which led me to believe that not everybody was willing.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, to not have it and then show it publicly, I just didn't think that was smart.
Right. Vivica, you guys talk about a fair amount of housewives issues on your show, huh?
Yes. Well, you know, Claudia has a history and she just, you know, sometimes it comes out, she's like, watch, I'm going to be called a hater tomorrow and get a ton of emails, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, she has history with the housewives, and I do, too.
Right.
So they come up from time to time.
Yeah. What was your reaction to the big Meghan Markle, Prince Harry interview last week?
Oh, I love that they stood in their truth. I love that they put the royals on blast. And when you live in honesty and truth, then only thing that you can do is have respect for them. But I'm going to tell you, Harry is now light-skinned Harry to me because he came through like a brother. But no, you know what I mean? He stood by his woman. He was like, yo, we rolling? We rolling.
Is that what he did?
To me, I just thought it was so admirable. When he said to his father, haven't we done this before? You don't recall what happened with my mother? I thought that was just such an excellent statement. So Harry got some points with me on that.
All right. Well, tonight, Dr. Simone said the root of her and Dr. Heavenly's issues was Heavenly's raging case of toxic tweet syndrome. So let's see if my guest can pick between an actual nasty Dr. Heavenly tweet and one that's faker than the crown she can put in your mouth. It's time for Heavenly's Sake or Totally Fake. Guess if these Heavenly tweets are real or if we made them up. Okay. Here's the first one. Jackie thinks she cute, but she needs to spend less time delivering fake facts and more time delivering babies. Is it real or is it fake?
That's fake.
That is fake. Okay, here's the next one. Looks like my dog Teddy likes Simone. I guess he knows a bitch when he sees one. Yeah, that is real. Ooh, you weren't happy about that, were you?
No.
At all.
Okay, poor Toya. She must know that having things you can't afford does not make folks respect you more. Real or fake?
I'm going to have to go with real for that.
That is real.
Oh?
Okay, how about this? Don't be a fake-ass bitch and I won't have to hate on you and your mama.
Wow. I'm going to go with fake on that.
That is fake. Okay, being the four-year-old I am, I had to get her back. She will be Cone Tessa for life. I hope she likes it.
That's real.
That is real. Wow. Guess I don't need my office's nitrous oxide. Toya's scenes are already putting me to sleep.
That's fake.
That is fake. Damn, I'm out here scrubbing my house just to find out Simone's house is the one that's nasty.
Ooh.
It should be fake because she's the only one with a nasty house.
It's real, so babe.
It should be
sorry,
fake.
It's real.
Oh,
yeah.
Should be fake.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Vivica, China B wants to know the tea on your new friend you're seeing. Is he a keeper or a fun time or both?
Fun time.
Oh, okay, very good. I like that.
Kept that all the way real, huh?
Yeah, you did. And so I'm assuming that you've had that discussion, you're a fun time discussion.
No.
All right.
Just had some fun and moving on.
Oh, moving on. Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was going to be watching tonight and being like, wait a minute.
Oh, well, if he is, he knows now.
Okay. Well, at least he knows he was a good time, right?
Absolutely, it was.
Okay.
Good to get back on the bike again.
Absolutely. Paging Dr. Bolo.
No.
Right.
No? Too much?
Yeah, people that I've worked with, I've always just made a rule that, you know.
Oh, okay.
don't date my co-stars or things like that. You know what I mean?
Very professional. Yeah. Okay. You don't.
Yeah. I try to be.
Right. You are. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. It brings me absolutely no pleasure to announce that we have officially passed the 1 year mark of being in lockdown. And while I miss so much about the before times, I want to take a glass half full approach and count down the top five things I actually liked about this past year. Making the cut of number five is the fact that haircuts weren't a thing, giving me an excuse to let that grow out. Okay, number four is the fact that we got so much Nexium content. I know so much about Nexium now. I'm a DOS, everybody. I'm a DOS. I've always wanted this show to feel like it's flying by the seat of its pants, but the number three thing I liked is that I could do the show in no pants at all. That's a real picture. Yes, I loved that. Where are my boxers? And while Ramona Singer prides herself as a woman who supports other women, she also revealed herself as a woman who needs tech support. Watch. It's amusing.
How to refresh? My daughter left. How do I refresh if I freeze? She's frozen on my screen.
Annie, can you ask your people, do I have enough powder on? Am I not shining? Am I okay? My boobs look too low. Should I put a bra on? I just put the nipple covers. Is it okay? All right, thank you.
Yeah, this is what we're dealing with here. And the number one thing I actually liked about this year was getting to spend more time with my number one, my son. He looks cute there. All of that being said, let's not do another year of this. I'm good.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
All right, we are back. Dr. Simone and Vivica A. Fox. Simone, Reagan M. wants to know if you think it's fair game for Kenya to be curious about who was in the bedroom with Bolo, or should she let what happens in the dungeon stay there?
I think it's fair game. They're in a house with everyone with cameras.
But they thought the cameras were down, nah.
Andy. Come on, it ain't no such thing as cameras down.
I know.
As evidenced by the camera on the porch.
Right.
That was zooming through the damn blind. Okay. Come on.
Right. Okay. Vivica, Ronnie J wants to know, what did you think of Tara Reid begging Nicole Kidman on Instagram to star in the movie you two are doing together? That went viral. Did you see that?
I didn't. That's a surprise.
She basically commented on Nicole Kidman's Instagram trying to get her to play a part in this movie, Masha's Mushroom. And she mentioned that you were in the movie with her. Are you making
We just haven't filmed a scene. We've been talking about doing this before the pandemic, so I don't get that. But hey, if you don't ask,
right, there
what the
you
hell?
Go.
But there yeah, you. But you're going to get blocked, Tara.
Right. Okay. Talia Y said.
Vivica that says block a bitch.
Yeah, right. Talia Y said, Simone, that wasn't actually Jackie walking by Michael's graduation tonight, right? Do you think that's something she would do?
That was not Jackie.
Yeah.
That was just a joke from Toya.
Right. Simone, what was your Well, I don't, you know, when I left you at the reunion last year, you and Jackie had agreed to, you were going to do your studying together. And I really felt like, oh, okay, they're going to be good. But was it a matter of neither of you kind of meeting the other halfway after that or what?
We did do our studying together. We left there really on one page, and I had kind of hoped things were going to be back to normal. But then, Andy, the pandemic hit.
Right.
And there wasn't any calling people. And I was more concerned with what was going on with my practice,
right,
with my patients, with my family.
Okay.
And I didn't see her at the hospital or bump into her as often. After the studying passed, after the holidays, we both dropped the ball as friends, period.
Okay, Vivica, Ellen M. wants to know, what was your immediate response when you first heard Biggie name drop you in his song, What's Beef?
Oh my gosh, I almost wrecked my car. It was like the first time that a rapper had, you know, put me in his rap. And so I was honored. And the fact that he came from Biggie made it even more special.
Vivica, Brandon G wants to know, looking back on it now, how would you rate Batman and Robin on a scale from 1 to 10?
The one that I was in with George Clooney?
Yeah.
5.
All right. Down the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate it. Did you...
I was a 10. I looked fabulous in my outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you did. Yeah, oh, my God, that is so funny. Simone, what's your impression of the new girl?
Anila's fun. I didn't know that she was her age, but she's fun to hang out with.
You were surprised by that?
Surprised.
Yeah. Vivica, Victor E. wants to know your first impression of hot felon Jeremy Meeks. I didn't realize that you were in True to the Game 2 with him.
Yes, and True to the Game 3 that's going to be coming out in July.
Wow, can he act?
Yes.
Wow. How
can I tell you, he's so grateful for the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And he takes it really serious. He's a professional. He shows up on time. And those eyes. I get it why he jumped out at America. I mean, I told my producer, I said, get him in 2 movies immediately because he's going to be a big star.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to be a big star. Yeah.
There you go.
And he doesn't mind showing his body either.
Very good. Go with what you got. I want to thank Dr. Simone and Vivica A. Fox. Cocktails with Queens streams for free on Tubi. Fox Soul's Screening Room is streaming for free on Tubi, too. Watch Dr. Simone in Married to Medicine every Sunday night. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome, darling.
Thanks, audience. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter Federal Agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.